Message number 975. Billions of people will enjoy a life of eternal glory in the presence of God. Sunday, November 24, 2013 at 16:45. My dearly beloved daughter, when I come to bring relief to humanity from the pain they have endured because of their separation from God, they must all be thankful for this great mercy. Because of this, billions of people will enjoy a life of eternal glory in the presence of God. By this great act of mercy, I bring great news of the glorious promise when my second coming, to follow soon after the warning, will complete God's plan for His children. All souls will be given the gift of my mercy, but not all will accept it. Those who do not accept it will be given only a short time in which to decide what kind of life they want. They can choose one where they will live a full and perfect life in body and soul in my new paradise, or one without God. Those who understand what it is I am offering must never reject such a gift. Yet those who will refuse me will be content to wallow in darkness in the belief that it does not matter. What they do not know is that they will feel a terrible pain when they are finally separated from me. They will find themselves in a pitch black abyss where they will see nothing. They will have nothing. All they will feel will be a raging fire that will tear through them like a sword, which they will have to endure for eternity. Separation from God occurred when Lucifer tempted Adam and Eve through the sin of pride. The sin of pride is the root cause of all sin and one which binds man to Satan. When I come to reclaim my throne, this separation will be no more. Those who are for me, with me, and in me will join as one. But on the day when I finally come and when I will judge the world, those who have separated themselves from me and who will continue to reject me will experience the final ending where I will no longer be present, where I will not be able to offer them comfort, to draw them back. Then they will experience eternal pain and suffering with the beast and all his demons in the fires of hell. I do not want to frighten you, shock, or cause you suffering, but so that you understand the consequences, I must tell you the truth. So many of you do not believe in hell. You do not believe in it because you have been misled for so long. Heaven, hell, and purgatory exist. On the final day there will only exist two entities, the new paradise when heaven and earth become one, and the abyss that is hell. The truth is hard to accept, but without knowing the truth you cannot choose your destiny. Your Jesus.